Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Tonight we are blessed to be able to look into God's Word with various questions that have been submitted. And as always, we want to answer the questions not just in a very basic way, but rather to go to the Bible and to see exactly what God has to say. Tonight, the song that I want us to consider, Are You Coming to Jesus Tonight? The author, the writer of this book is Jessie Brown Pounds. Former name, or before she married, her maiden name is Hunter. She was born in 1861 and died in 1921. She was not a member of the Lord's Church. She married John E. Pounds, minister of the Central Christian Church in Hiram, Ohio. Her works, a couple anyway that I've listed that we are familiar with, Anywhere with Jesus I Can Safely Go. Another work is Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Wonderful songs that she is responsible for. As we look to the context, I want to deal with the lyrics themselves in the main body, and then we'll go on to the chorus. In verse 1 says, The voice of the Savior says, Come. The cross where He died is in sight. Even now at the cross there is room. Are you coming to Jesus tonight? Where He says, The voice of the Savior says, Come, I'm reminded of what we read in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto Me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Where He says, The cross where He died is in sight. I'm reminded of what Jesus teaches us in John chapter 5 and verse 39. You read the Scriptures, and in them they do testify of Me. Not only do they testify of the life of Christ, but it also testifies with regard to the death of Christ on the cross. Even now there's room, even now at the cross there is room. I'm reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 10, verses 13 and following. Whosoever will may come. God has room in heaven for everyone. And then you go on to verse 2. The voice of the Father implores for mercy's most wonderful height. His love in a call He outpours, are you coming to Jesus tonight? A passage that came to my mind with reference to this was 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and verse 17. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped unto every good work. And a number of times throughout this Scripture we find is that God implores upon us through the writings of these inspired men that we must turn from evil, turn from sin unto Him. And when He says, from mercy's most wonderful height, God rejoices in heaven whenever a sinner turns from the error of their way. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 and following. His love in that city He outpours. Are you coming to Jesus tonight? Verse 3, the voices of loved ones entreat. You know in your heart they are right. Then list, for the moments are fleet. Are you coming to Jesus tonight? I thought with reference to our songs, Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 and verse 17, we speak to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. We teach and admonish one another in those same type songs. And therefore, as we are singing, as we are teaching, but it even goes beyond that, as we would share with our loved ones, our friends, our family. We are also beckoning them to come into obedience to our Lord. And then He says, then list, for the moments are fleet. We only have here and now, and therefore we need to take advantage of the opportunities that we have. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16. You go on then in verse 4. He says, the voices of friends gone before. And when I looked at that, I thought to myself, okay, where is he going? To be quite honest with you, I've sang that a number of times, but really never thought with reference to the depth as to what is being said in this context. And as I looked at that verse, those first two stanzas there, and he says, the voices of friends gone before, initially I thought, okay, is he saying that they are speaking to us somehow from the dead in a physical way? But note what he says as he goes on. Seem floating from regions of high. So he says that it's not that they're literally, or excuse me, she says that it's not that they're literally speaking to us, but rather seems. And therefore, I thought with reference to what is said in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4 concerning Enoch, he being dead still speaks through the example that he lived. And as I thought more with reference to that, I thought about my Mamaw Key. She was constantly, whenever I was just a young kid, constantly telling me, you need to obey the gospel. You need to take God serious. And I can still hear her saying that in my mind. So even though she is still gone, she still speaks to me, and I trust even to others that she reached out to. Note what he says. They tenderly say, "Or and or, are you coming to Jesus tonight?" And then he concludes by saying, "Oh, who to himself will be true of all whom these voices invite? Who answers, my brother, do you, are you coming to Jesus tonight?" The term or the phrase brother there, I do not believe is, as we would sing it anyway, would identify them as a brother in Christ, but rather a brother meaning a fellow soul or a fellow human. I believe that Ananias addressed Saul that way whenever he spoke to him, brother Saul. And therefore, as I would say that word brother, that is by all means the way that I would be looking at that and encourage each of us. I believe that the conclusion there ends very well to consider that invitation about coming to Jesus tonight. And then he goes on with the course, are you coming to Jesus tonight? Are you coming to Jesus tonight? The bride and the Spirit invite, are you coming to Jesus tonight? We know that Christ is the bride, and He is the one, as I said early on, extends the invitation, Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28 through verse 30. The Spirit invites. How does the Spirit invite? I will say that I do not know the intentions of Jessie Brown Pounds if she was speaking from a Calvinistic standpoint. But I will say from a biblical standpoint that I would have nothing wrong with us singing this, the Spirit invites, if we understand from a biblical perspective the way in which that happens. According to what we read in John chapter 6, verse 44 and verse 45, says, no one can come to the Father, to God, except they are drawn unto Him. Verse 45 goes on to explain the way in which we are drawn to Him. For they are all taught of God. And how does the Spirit then invite us as we need to sing, as we need to think about this? The Spirit invites us through the Word of God, through the invitation, and through the words by which we are singing that align also with the Scripture. I would say that this song is indeed a scriptural song, and one that can be very encouraging to those who are outside of the body of Christ or those who are struggling with sin. Therefore, I will conclude in asking, are you coming to Jesus tonight? Do you need your sins forgiven? Are you living a life that is separated from God? If you are, there's no reason to leave here tonight outside of Christ. God wants so much for you to be saved that He's given you this opportunity and this invitation. And tonight, if you are willing to confess Christ to be the Son of the living God, we want to invite you with His call to submit yourself to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin, that you might be raised a forgiven soul added unto the kingdom, as you then will be able to live your life consecrated towards God in hopes of an eternal life in heaven with Him. If you are here tonight and an erring brother or sister in Christ, we love you. Please don't leave here tonight taking chances. Don't leave here tonight uncertain about where you will spend eternity. If we can pray with you and for you, we desire to do so.